On World Cotton Day, the Transformers Foundation released its annual report entitled Cotton, A Case Study in Misinformation. The report is intended to equip fashion professionals with the tools they need to build critical data consumption in fashion and eradicate misleading claims surrounding the entire cotton supply chain. The report also documents the misinformation problem in the fashion industry. We caught up with Dr. Jesse Daystar, Vice President and Chief Sustainability Officer for Cotton Incorporated, and one of the contributors to the report to understand the importance of the report and how its findings impact all segments of the global textile supply chain.
Since starting at Cotton Incorporated 4 years ago, we've been actively fighting against misinformation. We've heard things such as cotton is a thirsty crop, or it uses 20,000 liters of water to make a t-shirt. These types of so-called facts are actually not true. Cotton Incorporated funded a life cycle assessment that actually aimed at measuring how much water it takes to actually produce a t-shirt. And it wasn't 20,000 liters. And these types of information, it's really important to get right. And we're fighting for cotton to make sure that this discreditable information and false facts are not used to make decisions. And we are constantly doing more studies and promoting this correct information out into the world so that consumers and brand decision makers can better understand the truths around cotton. The Cotton, A Case Study in Misinformation report was done by the Transformers Foundation, which had a variety of authors and a wide editorial board. And I was actually on the editorial board. So it engaged many experts across the cotton industry to really provide some insights and shed light onto the real sustainability facts around cotton. Having correct and credible information has always been important, but as we look towards the future and creating goals with a time component, it really does make the urgency of more credible data and information really a now issue. It's really important that we have credible information to speak to our key audiences. One of the first audiences along the supply chain of cotton certainly is the buyers of cotton and the brands who use that cotton. So consumers can only buy what they have on the apparel rack. So really the decision makers are often housed in the apparel brands. And those are sustainability experts or people who work in sourcing and sustainability. So it's really important that those decision makers around what fiber type to choose and how to create a sustainability strategy at the company have real, credible, science-based information around cotton that they can create actions and strategies that will support cotton-rich garments on the apparel rack. As we look more towards the consumers, particularly the Generation Z, those up-and-coming consumers are more concerned and more motivated by sustainability pretty much in all their products, but particularly clothing products. So as we prepare for the future markets and even current markets as concern increases continually, cotton as a whole really needs to be actively telling the sustainability story around the natural grown fiber that it is. Particularly in the United States, there's been a lot of action, great data, and a lot of progress to do just that. So the U.S. cotton growers are certainly leaders in telling their environmental and sustainability stories. U.S. cotton growers and the cotton industry in the United States have created 10-year sustainability goals and have been working steadily towards improving their environmental outcomes and being more sustainable. They've had a lot of progress over the last 35 years, for example, improving water, soil loss, and even energy efficiency and greenhouse gas emissions, but they continue to push the package, trying to meet the 10-year sustainability goals by 2025. There are various programs such as the U.S. Cotton Trust Protocol is a great United States-based program that is actively working towards communicating what the U.S. cotton producer is doing to the supply chain and maybe down the road to consumers. But it does take some time for the producer to certainly input that data and to engage in these types of programs. And their time is valuable. We're constantly looking at ways in which we can provide more value to the producer to compensate them for their time and for their activities on the farm. One example coming down the road, which is very exciting, but still very early, is the ecosystem service markets, or you may have heard of the carbon credit type market. So while this is a very early kind of situation and the landscape is changing rapidly, there seems to be in the future going to be some resources available to incentivize maybe planting cover crops or reducing your tillage. There could be ways in which you could at least cover the cost, if not gain some additional profit in the future as a result of adopting new sustainability practices that have sustainability outcomes that brands are really looking for. So I think there's, certainly a variety of opportunities coming down the pipeline. And at Cotton Incorporated, we're really working towards how we can best make sure those opportunities are available to our U.S. cotton producing farmers. We have several website properties at Cotton Incorporated. One of the most recent ones, which is solely focused on sustainability, which we just recently released, is Cotton Today. There's a lot of great information around soil health, sustainability, and all the different events that we have and publications we create. I highly encourage anybody who would like to know more, visit that website. And there's a lot of great content there, and we're constantly updating that and providing more. So definitely check that out and stay tuned.